Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shardé field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob.
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 Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Renfield activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Good evening, once again. It's me, Paul, commonly known as Bob, Bob's Backyard, and Dark City Radio. Oh, I can hear myself echoing. God, and I've been telling people about that all week. Right, Dark City Show. We've still got Dame on with us, yeah? And if you want to get in, put a few questions to him. A lot of information, I know that. Sometimes you need to go back and listen to it again and again and again before all that will sink in. Dark City crew with us this evening. We've got our Robo Hippie, we've got Prisoner in Cali, we've got Dawn of the Dark City, we've got Susan all the way from Oz, and we call her Oz now just so people know we're not being racist. And as I said, we've got Damon. In a nutshell, and I'm just going to pop this to you, Damon, straight away. Oh no, before I do, getting ahead of myself, the numbers, telephone numbers, if you want to ring in, please do, informal. Doesn't have to be about this, can be about whatever's happening in your little universe, what's happening in your mind, what's got you down, what's pumped you up, you know. Have you got an idea? Do you think you might have a solution, but nobody's kind of taking you serious? Bat it around us. Bat it around, you know. Let's see what we make of it. Those numbers are 0044-161-298-0298. And if you're in the UK, you can drop the first bit and just add 0161-298-0298. Or alternatively, you can ring us on Skype, or call us on Skype, excuse me, by adding Bob's Backyard. That's Bob's Backyard, one word. And you'll see it'll come up with Bob's Backyard, so Dark City Radio. And, yeah, give us a contact request, to give us a bit of a message telling me, just saying, get me in, or something like that, and I'll pull you in. Because we do get friends request during the shows, and people sometimes don't want to come in, they just want to put a question forward. If you do want to join us in chat, that is www.darkcityradio.com or .co.uk. Although if you're still using the old Bob's Backyard link, that'll still work. Don't worry about it. Go on, click into the site. You'll be on the live page and you'll see a great big yellow banner right in the middle of the page, just above the player. It says, click here to join chat. That is the most difficult button in the world to find, still, to this day. And you can join us in chat, which is actually being provided us completely and absolutely free of charge by AnonNet. So a big thank you to all the people at AnonNet. Prajna for the work he's been doing with the web interface. Dan, this week, who has been back again, getting his head around the Linux server, and loads of other people. Bob Earthwise, kind of making connections there, and everybody else that knows me and that would like world peace. Right, that's me done. So I need to ask a question, Damon. I need to ask a question. Just, I kind of like to round things up in my head.
Sure.
And what I'm at here is what it seems to me like you're telling me, right? People are being killed or banished, extradited, thrown out onto the street at the cut of a pack of cards or on the decision of a builder's plumb level. Is that right?
Yeah, essentially, yes. You could, especially when divination to determine guilt or innocence comes in, yeah, definitely. You might as well throw a stone up and it's guilty.
It's a bit mind-boggling. You know, I'm kind of just an everyday northerner, me, working-class northern guy. And it's hard. I mean, I'm not doubting what you're saying. I'm really not. It's just it's really difficult to me to think that basically this ideology of the church, ancient Vatican Church, witch hunting, you know, it's still that prevalent. It's like going back to some medieval. It's like you're Doctor Who and you're talking to me from some time bubble or something. It's ridiculous. It really is, man. I'm not being facetious.
No, it really is ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. You're not being facetious. Absolutely. No, it is totally ridiculous. There was one case where an evangelical pastor in Gauteng, who runs her own evangelical church, convinced her followers to actually accuse one another of witchcraft so that she could make a DVD and sell it to raise money for her church. It's that ridiculous.
Hang on a minute. Run that by me again. The lady is now a witch because she sold a DVD. I missed that. I've got that.
No, sorry. She encouraged members of her own congregation to make accusations against members of her congregation so that she could make a DVD and sell it in order to raise money for her church. And the accusation, one of the accusations was made by a grandmother against her daughter and then by the child against the grandmother. And there was no witchcraft involved. It was simply the eagerness of this pastor to raise money for a church. And so she thought accusations of witchcraft would be a good way to do it, because there is a lady in Nigeria who is singly responsible for launching accusations of witchcraft against children, Ukpabio. And she did the same thing. She used members of her church to play the role of the witch and, you know, the victim. And then she made a whole series of films, DVDs, and sold and put them on the Nigerian film market. And they have literally encouraged witch hunts against accusations against children throughout Africa.
You see, I'm in the UK, right? Most people are aware of that. Oh, I don't like calling it United Kingdom. I don't like giving it. I'm on that little island just off Europe. And here, if you use herbs to heal yourself, I mean, we'll take the one that's illegal here, because this is Dawn mentioned it in her opening statement, that the modern day drugs laws we've got in the UK, basically, which I'm going to use the cannabis one because there's so much evidence around the world that cannabis is a cure for numerous things. Whether it does actually cure you or not, or whether it puts the body into a state, a physical state where its natural healing system can stay. I mean, that's what I think goes on personally. But hey, that debate is pretty irrelevant. We know now it can cure cancers and various other things. It's brilliant for pain and stuff. But if you are to actually prescribe yourself with this as a herbalist or even qualified or unqualified, I mean, there's no danger to an individual by taking this. I mean, the overdose puts you to sleep and then you wake up, you have a good night's sleep. That's the overdose, you know. So there's no danger involved, but you are hunted down, persecuted. There's no victim. And basically, it's just lies and hearsay. And, you know, okay, I know these people aren't being burnt, but you get extradited from your family, ostracized from your family. You're put into courts, the wealth commission. And I mean, if somebody's doing it to make money, then it's a different case. But I don't see why it would be a different case, to be honest. If somebody's profitable in helping other people to help themselves, I don't see what the issue is. But I can see the similarities within the religious ideology of persecution. And also the political one being enforced on us now here in the UK through these just like stupid acts and statutes. God, I don't really know where to go for it. It's definitely shocking. I have got these kind of terrible mental images. The solution, man, I mean, I like to try and create unity with people if you can. I mean, I'm not into groups. I think we need to be self-empowered individuals working collectively rather than forming into more.
I agree with that.
So, yeah, solutions, man. I mean, look, we mentioned about this, my time bubble, right? How would you solve it? If you could travel in time, you know, or backward in time, and integrate the solution, man, what would be your integration? What would you put in there to stamp this out? Or even better, go back in time, you know, put it there, and we could arrive back here, and this sickness would have been completely disappeared, you know? How would you go about implementing it?
Well, I know the first thing I would do is go back and tell the Jets. Because the erroneous use of the word witchcraft in place of the word poisoner plays a large role in modern witch hunts, because it has set in stone, institutionalized, if you will, an established concept of witchcraft as maleficum. So if I could tell James not to write his Bible and convince him not to, perhaps we could see less accusations of witchcraft, because we wouldn't have Christians quoting "Thou shalt kill a witch" from their Bibles.
Oh well, that's kind of. I have a bit of an interpretation on witchcraft. Do you do?
I'm sure you do.
You know, I mean, I've looked at the history books, but you know, I opened them up and looked at the pictures. I didn't really need to see much else. You know what I mean? But, you know, my interpretation of it is if there were people who had crafts, you know, and you'd say, well, what kind of craft do you do? Oh, well, I'm a herbalist. And what are you? Oh, I'm a thatcher. I put roofs on people's houses, you know, or and so forth. There's plenty of them. A crofter, you know, somebody who works upon the free land and common lands in the area. These were all deemed to be basically witchcraft. I mean, and I'll just use the few. I mean, thatchers, because the church run the kilns, and they made tiles for roofs. So they were working outside the church, and herbalists, I mean, the church dealt with medicine. So if you were outside, so you weren't paying a tax or a dividend to the church. And if you weren't paying a tax or a dividend to the church, then you're a witch. So I'd just like to let anybody know that if you've got slates on your roof, then you're a witch. If your house is not actually, I'm only using the same level of judgment that was used by them, which I see is being manifested to this very day, where you're not allowed, or we're not given a free choice. We're actually driven into demand. So, solution. The solution. Yeah, remove the church. Now, or at least remove this doctrination or this empowerment over them. I think if people want to believe, as you say, in the mythical sky fairy, or they want to believe in dwarves or elves, you know, that's okay. Personally, I'm a true believer of the magical turtle. that's where I am at with it, you see, being the magical turtle I've just met, and I'm inspired by the words of the magical turtle. Anyway, I do believe Dawn may have a few more questions that she might want to flirt into the key, or if any of the crew want to jump in here, please do so, and if you're out there and you want to put us anything to any of us, then get in touch quickly as you can. Right, so do we have anybody on the little blue dot?
Robo's got thousands of questions. Robo.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, am I coming through clear enough? Have I got my wobble or am I all right now?
Yeah, you're fine, thanks.
Right, okay. Well, thank you very much for your show. It was brilliant to hear the subject from a non-European and a non-American perspective. It gave me a different angle to look at it. Brilliant. I was impressed in the way you sort of like dispelling the myths and you're working sort of like with the authorities and working at like a ground level with the people to dispel this myth. I would like to ask you more in-depth questions, but I'd like to hear more on that area of subject at the moment. So if you come on again, I'd like to ask you some more in-depth questions, if that'd be okay.
That'll be perfect. You can contact me via the website as well if you'd like to chat via email, info@paganrightsalliance.org. I'd be happy to chat to you about anything.
That's brilliant. I might do that, but if I can bring everybody in the crew and talk about it, we dispel a bit of the myth a bit more. So that's all I want to say over to the crew, other than brilliant, come back on again because I really enjoyed that.
I was waiting for the in-depth question. He'll be off scratching that now on his pad robe, won't he? Making notes.
I think it's important that it is important what you and your group are doing, especially in this group.
Thank you.
I'm just reading some of the questions that you've pasted into here. I don't know who was asking them, but I think they're from the chat. Like, are witches green? And what colour is magic? And is a male witch a warlock?
Okay, I'll tell you why I thought that. I'll do something I just said I wouldn't do, but I am doing great. I spent a lot of time in sort of like the IRU rooms with Paul, and I think Sue, I can't remember, it's been a lot of years and stuff. But there was a room in there called Ask a Witch, and basically they were trying to, you know, get together and meet other people who thought similar and dispel any myth that's out there. And any problems that come towards people. But while I was in there, these were the main questions that people that were new to the subject came in. Our witch is green. What is the colour of magic? Is a male witch a warlock? And can you only be a witch through blood? I've got an extra question, though. Is a Reiki practitioner classed as a witch in Africa? Because where is the boundary between what is witchcraft and what is not?
Actually, the last question was actually very interesting because of our history and because of the conflict between cultures and religious groups in the country. Many things, for example, Reiki, is considered by the evangelical group largely European, but also black evangelical groups, as Satanism. So that includes homeopathy, anything that is not strictly Western medicine. I recently saw a report from the UK, was somebody accused homeopathists of being witches as well. Very odd.
I'm really perplexed, me. I would actually say, yeah, perhaps Reiki is a bit of an old practice, maybe by many people used to disempower rather than empower, but it's not exactly going to do you much harm, is it? Unless, of course, you truly think it will, and then they've managed to occur it. But So Reiki's witchcraft in South Africa, because it's a small world we live in, isn't it?
Well, certainly not by those who know Reiki or witchcraft practitioners, who certainly don't even use Reiki. Some do, but it's not a practice of witchcraft. But this is what we deal with on a daily basis. We're not. When you say common knowledge, you generally assume that the majority of people believe a certain thing. Well, common knowledge is not always true. And in this case, in this country, we have several conflicting common knowledges which are all vying for attention and authenticity.
Right, so it's a bit like, it's like a political group, really, isn't it? They're all trying to grab the voters, and they're trying to get the numbers together so their group's bigger, and then they can say all the other groups are demonic and burn them all.
Well, in terms of politics, we have politicians accusing... Yeah, no, in terms of politics, we have politicians accusing each other of witchcraft on party political platforms. When COPE broke away from the African National Congress, high-ranking members of the African National Congress, including Tokyo Sekwale and Jacob Zuma, called the leaders of COPE witches, snakes. Jacob Zuma even described how in traditional Zulu culture, when one has an enemy, one uses a spear and you put the spear in the sand in front of the house, and then you know that that person is being cursed. He says, well, in this case, in politics, there's no spear involved, but you know these people were the witches. They have spears in hand. So people generally will take their leadership from those in power. And in this case, the ANC has set a very bad example because they've encouraged witch hunts by making unscrupulous, irrational statements, statements that have no basis in reality. They're all fantasy. These are stories told by drunk men around a beer pot.
When I was evangelical many, many years ago, we understood that hypnosis was witchcraft, or at least it allowed the devil in. And just about everything in evangelical religion, anything that's outside the teaching is witchcraft. But Damon, I found it particularly interesting that you said anything that's not allopathic medicine is classed as witchcraft. And I just wonder if the drug companies and medical mafia aren't in the background there helping to promote these sort of ideas. Have you seen any evidence of that?
There is a movement, especially amongst traditional healers, to have traditional healing. And we're talking about authentic herbal remedies that do work, that have been proven to work, to have them firstly tested scientifically and proven scientifically. That process started many years ago, and that is well on their way. So many of those remedies have actually revealed further remedies which could be used by drug companies, for example. And there has been conflict between traditional healers who are attempting to have their remedies authenticated and their practices authenticated, and the established medical profession, which is, of course, supported by pharmaceutical companies, who are objecting to the inclusion of traditional healers in regular medicine or medical practice. And yes, I've seen reports by both pharmaceutical companies and medical practitioners decrying the inclusion of, in brackets, witchcraft into the medical practice. But, you know, as I explained earlier, the traditional healers don't call themselves witches, and they don't see what they do as witchcraft. They don't even use traditional terms for witchcraft, abakati, for what they do. They see it as an authentic herbal equivalent to Chinese herbal medicine, equivalent to ancient European herbal medicine, which many people still use.
Go on, Doc.
I'm just laughing at the silence, the dead silence there. I'm just going to reiterate that you've given out a lot of good information tonight, and you're the perfect guest to have on because.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say. If anybody has any questions.
What where you are is like the most predominant fear of a witch or witchcraft, would you say?
That witchcraft is the cause of misfortune. That is the predominant fear. It's the prevailing fear, irrespective of which cultural group you look at. If you look at very conservative, patriarchal, Afrikaans, whites, middle class, upper class people, they think witchcraft is either fantasy or it's something that's in league with Satanism, and Satanism is to be shunned. And if you look at middle class Africans who've moved to urban rural areas, who have good jobs, who are earning good salaries, they pretty much think the same thing. If you look at poorer rural population, they believe firmly that Satan is at work every day in their village, and that witchcraft is at work and that witches need to be controlled.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's a cracker, isn't it? It's a cracker. I mean, it keeps spinning my head round in a circle. It really does. So we've got what it looks like, pharmaceutical companies paying for government, funding governments, putting people into government position. And the actual people who are at the top of the hierarchy are actually using witchcraft to get in, basically. Anything that's kind of, you know, it just sounds so familiar. Okay, we're not calling them witches here, but we've got people running around with superstition, with no founded evidence at all. In fact, plenty of evidence to the contrary on loads of different cases. And then we have the witch hunts. Of course they don't get burnt, but like I mentioned earlier, the similarities really are. I just can't see. Do you attend courts? Do you actually get into courts there? I heard you say about the police getting like realistic policemen, you know, with some kind of training inside the red.
Yeah.
And now we have an issue there as well here in the UK. Many of them seem to get into authority as well, man. And they're very good people, I think. You know, the core of them, they're good people, but they get this authority ideology that they are kind of have more authority than somebody else because of their position. I suppose if you're living in South Africa, the only job you want really is to be a witch hunter. It'd be the only way you could be safe, wouldn't it? Somebody could just turn up and go, that man down there cast a spell on my auntie and she's now got warts and I get burnt out of my house. I mean, no, of course I wouldn't because I'm white. And from what I gather from what you're saying, this doesn't happen to white people, basically.
No. I can't find any coverage detailing accusations of witchcraft against white people. I mean, there was in March 2012, there was an accusation against a pastor of the Rivers of Living Water Church. And the residents of Everton around the church accused the pastor of bewitching children and turning them into snakes. And the area was a scene of violence for a week, more than a week, with police fighting, people throwing stones at police vehicles and police cars, and at the church, police trying to protect the pastor and the church from arson and murder.
Yeah, well, the church does turn children into snakes. I mean, well, why were the police protecting? Why didn't the police just throw the church out? Why don't we just get rid of the church? I'm just pointing out the obvious here. The church has predominantly turned people against one another. I mean, all throughout history, all of them, whichever religious order or doctrination they are, they're just another fragmentation in the collective of men and women that are born onto Earth. We are all born being men or women. So why you'd have to kind of split us up into a group and say this is better than us all being, I suppose, accepting one another's differences, really.
I completely agree with you.
Well, you don't really want to be honest. That's not a good idea to agree with me because I've got personality disorders and issues. I've got issues according to authority, which I actually wear as a very proud badge now because I've realised the people who are actually calling me this. I can see where they're at. I feel like we need to do more in this case. You know, like you said, there's the blogs and the stuff like that. But I don't know. I kind of want to go to Africa. I've been saying it actually just recently. But I was going to go there actually to the Rift Mountains, more North Africa, so I could actually buy my medicine at a reasonable price rather than the ridiculous rate that it's been inflated to because of the being made illegal. Of course, if my medicine was was celery, if it was celery or cabbage, and that they made illegal, nobody cared. Nobody cared because, nobody really wants cabbage or celery. So they make things that we actually want illegal, and then persecute us for doing the right thing. So where how would we solve it? I might have to come down and go to South Africa instead of North Africa and get a laptop, and we'll do a few live on the live on Dark City. Do with the witch hunt, the hunt for the witch hunt. We can go around with a witch hunter, and I'll take commonly known as Dom with us. We'll get Dom down there, and we'll go and interrogate a few of these witch hunters and see what how they manage to use the plumber's level. And if, for our listeners, this dowsing, okay, and using this dowsing it basically involves an individual holding a length of string with a weight at one end, or maybe a chain, or with a weight at one end, and then there are micro movements within their physical body which actually give the apparent movement of a pendulum swing from one side to another. Now, this can actually, most of the people who are doing it aren't aware, they actually truly think that the universe is moving the pendulum. That's what they're using to judge these people as being guilty. Our law system in the UK is completely pants, but I wish I had the dowser. It'd be great, can't you have your own? Can't you go up and hold your dowser and go, innocent, yeah, I'm innocent, thank you. How come it's the authority, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken? We're talking about authority being imposed on the weakest and poorest of people in most cases.
Well, this is all leading towards the Western equivalent of these witch hunts, I think, is mental health. In very much the same way, someone can accuse, and then the high priests of mental health come in and do their dowsing and declare you insane. And again, it's something without trial, without jury or anything like that. And in the same way that people's lives are being destroyed in Africa over witchcraft, a lot of very similar stories are occurring in mental health over here. Oh, and as far as dowsing goes, that was another thing that was classed as black magic and Satanism and letting the devil in, and Ouija boards and everything else. Anything that wasn't part of the dogma was classed as witchcraft.
By the evangelical church, yeah.
That silenced them, hasn't it?
Shut them up through, yeah. So we've still got 25 minutes to go. I do know I can answer one of the questions that was in the chat box before, but it's so frivolous and off topic, really. So let me know when you want a bit of frivolousness.
There's no need, because it looks like we're getting Rupert coming Rupert. Into the call.
Hello, Rupert.
Well, hello.
Hey, Rupert. Welcome. Hello, Rupert. Meet my guest, Damon.
Hi, Damon.
Hello, Rupert.
How do you do?
Good, thank you, and you?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, brother.
This
how
is
you doing,
so awkwardly formal.
And it was very formal. Hello, sir.
I see.
Oh, yes, madam. Okay, madam. Yes, sir. I know you, don't I? Yes, I know you. Do I know you? Yes, I know you. I know you. I don't know where I know you from, but I'm certain I know you. Hello, it's Rupert. How you doing, Rupert, mate?
I'm all right there, fella. How are you doing?
I'm okay, man. I'm okay. If people who are listening to us don't know who Rupert is, check out his YouTube. Hi, it's Rupert here. Really funny chap, and a great support to myself and to what we do here at Dark City Radio. So, yeah, I don't know if you've been catching the show, Rupert. I know you've been doing a lot of stuff recently. About witchcraft, man. It's been great. Well, it's not been great. The information's been great. But pertaining to a really weird state of affairs. I won't go into it all again now for you, mate. You'll have to catch it on the podcast, but without a cracker. And right on cue, that's completely a little bit of something funny, I think you were saying, and a bit of something humorous, Callie, if I caught you correct. And then you popped up, Rupert, straight away, talking about the lighter side of life. Hi, you're a trooper. So you're right on cue, mate. Right on cue.
Good. I try to be synchronicity man. Someone say toothpick? Well, I happen to have a toothpick right here.
Hey, Callie, did you ask somebody? You were going to throw something in, weren't you?
I was just going to answer a question that was asked in the chat box earlier, I think, by Robo.
The question was, what is the colour of magic?
I know, ask me.
What's the colour of magic, Collie?
It's octarine, babe.
Right.
According to the great Terry Pratchett, the colour of magic is it's the eighth colour on the spectrum. And it's octarine, that is the colour of magic. And if you don't believe me, there is a book of the same title by Terry Pratchett, The Colour of Magic.
We don't need to believe you because we've got confirmation in chat from Robo. So no,
I don't believe it. I'm not having it. As far as I'm concerned, my magic is clearless. You can't see it. It's all around me all the time. I look straight through it and it appears to be completely and utterly translucent. But yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Of course it does. It's octarine. It's the eighth colour on the spectrum. Of course it's translucent.
Terry Pratchett stole it off me. I would like to mention that because like I did some LSD and it's called octarine. And my mate said to me, you nicked that out of a Terry Pratchett book. And I hadn't. I just made it up. Terry Pratchett nicked it off me.
Yeah, I think Terry Pratchett got it because he was tripping. The same as you.
Yeah, very probably.
Terry Pratchett read a whole library when he was a kid. I think he got a bit bored at school. And he went along to borrow something from the library and he found he could get a job working in the library. So he got a job working in the library and he just started at one end of this library and read the whole way through every book in the library. And that's the foundation, I think, for all his vast knowledge that he weaves together in all these different ways. So maybe someone invented it even before Robo and Terry Pratchett, who knows?
But actually, when people do get the same ideas like that all at the same time, I think it's just that that idea is floating around in the ether.
Yeah.
And if you're in the right frame of mind, then you're receptive to it, and poof, there it is.
This is a cue for somebody to mention the 100th monkey syndrome. But actually, do you know that is a that is a myth? There was such a study, but the study was fabricated by the scientist who did it. However, it does certainly our experience seems to be that once a certain number of people get hooked on an idea, suddenly it blossoms out everywhere, and that's what was trying to be shown by that experiment. But sadly, I think you find that it was all a big hoax.
There's been two of them. Right, so there was the monkeys in Madagascar, wasn't there, as well, which started to use rocks to break open nuts. And then that was seen in other tribes of monkeys that had not been noticed before. Now, whether or not they were doing it before, or the consciousness of man just started to look for it. And I perhaps go for the latter, that once we begin to look for these things, we're able to see these things. Not that suddenly, you know, oh, look, monkeys have got collective consciousness. They're able to communicate one with one another without mobile phones and the internet. Wow. No. Monkeys have always been able to do that. Animals have always been able to communicate with one another at a much higher level than we're able to currently. I mean, not all of us, of course. There are many people. There you go, you see. There's a little monkey inside our room.
Monkeys like bananas.
Well, I was really delighted. I was really excited to hear that story about the monkeys in Madagascar, and I thought it was brilliant. And then one day, searching through something, I came across something that actually debunked the whole story. And it's another case, you know, a bit like climate change, that someone decided what they wanted to find.
It was the one with the sweet potatoes, wasn't it? They used the one in the sweet potatoes. The other is, and that was in the South Pacific Islands, I think. But hey, don't quote.
Right.
So there's been, you see, what is that humanity, or whatever we call them. We don't like to call them subhumans anymore, do we? But, you know, mankind actually experienced it. And that's when we actually experienced it. And from there on in, you know, that changes us. Like first contact, you could say. And if you actually do have a look at that now, there are many other subjects gone on with testing, and some of it quite gruesome, in the United States with monkeys and transferred consciousness to be able to transfer information from one to another. These experiments were done, they were carried out, but to them they were unsuccessful. Now, again, you can come across stuff that will debunk it, Prisoner. I mean, lo and behold, I've come across stuff on the internet that debunks you, mate. But you've sat in my house, you're quite real. Do you know? So, I actually think that there is such a thing as a collective idea or a collective consciousness. I think that, like, the discovery, was it quarks or quasars? The ones where they put the giant salt water tanks beneath the desert. Go on, Rupert.
Cosmic quarks. Rays.
No, they weren't cosmic rays.
Quarks and gluons.
That's it. Quarks and what was the other one, Rupert?
Gluons.
Gluons. Right, I heard that one. I'd heard the quarks. Now, were they actually there until we went looking for them? You know? Who do we know? Light can exist in two places simultaneously. We now know this. I mean, these are small little things. But if you can pull them dots together, and we are actually, so they say, light vibrated at a lower frequency. Again, I'm not a scientist. I've kind of got to go off it makes sense to me, you know? And couldn't we exist in two places at the same time? Could we exist in many different forms, in many different dimensions? I mean, it is definitely a possibility. It's a damn sight lot more feasible than the mythical sky fairy says you've got to do it a certain way, so we've got to go out and persecute other people. As far as I'm concerned, that is insanity. Repeatedly going over, making the same mistakes. And I've learned tonight, I have definitely learned this evening, that where we may feel that certain things do not go on, you haven't got to turn many pages. I think that the story we've had, and the news, maybe, really, again, I know you've been thanked many times tonight, but for me, you're actually like a news correspondent from South African, Damien. You really are. Excuse me, I keep calling your name. It's Damon, isn't it? I keep getting it wrong.
Damon, yes.
Yeah, you've broken the news to us today here. So, you know, to me, this is breaking news. I mean, although many people may have already known about this, I did not. From me, man, thanks for bringing this to my attention. I really do not know what I can do besides give people like yourself, and we work together here to do that. That's what it's about, to give people a platform to get this information out. It was mentioned earlier.
And that's invaluable. That's invaluable for us, because very few people are willing to sit and listen. So when you say witch hunts, they have preconceived ideas, and they try not to juggle preconceived ideas because it makes them feel uncomfortable. So most people don't try and make themselves feel uncomfortable.
Well, Damon, we'll make sure that we get all your information out everywhere across the web. It's been absolutely fantastic having you on, and I just reiterate that it was good to have that platform for you to get that information out, to give you that platform. And you are welcome to come on the show again. I'd love to have
you
on. Because you're you've got a vast amount of knowledge on many things, and I'd love to.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate it. I'll take you up on your offer.
Excellent. We'll have to schedule something then. Get to talk to you after the show.
I've got another question. I'd like to know if anybody in this room, chat room, internet, YouTube, or anything, from hearing this audio, video, whatever, has your perspective changed? Where you become more open, to what people conceive as witchcraft? Has it challenged your beliefs? Just let me know, because I reckon with judgment that people's perspective has changed in this room. Mine certainly has.
That's an interesting question, if I may address that. In Australia, I don't think the opinion has changed. There are small groups that are coming up through the religious churches and they call themselves healers and things, but I think they're still very cautious of coming out in the open. It's predominantly Catholic, Church of England religion in Australia, and it's still very much, not that they would burn witches, but you wouldn't necessarily go out in a small community, because they're predominantly small communities here. You wouldn't go out and say, look, yeah, I you know, I can remote view, or I can do this, or, you know, I'm clairvoyant. You would tend to stay with a group rather than go out on your own. So that's just my perspective of what it is like in Australia.
Well, as a very posh lady from the south, you said to me while we were having tea with the bishop, sounds like the same smell, the same shit with a different smell there, Susan, from what we've been hearing. We've all been able to kind of make similar analogies to where we are. If you're different in the eyes of the church, then that you become demonized. Different in the 21st century is demoned. We've got to break that. We've got to take that apart. We want a better world, and we want to do these things, and we want. How can we when we're starting from this kind of perspective? We've got some brothers and sisters.
Well, the Chinese people as a nation, they use a lot of alternative medicine, and in the past, it's been deemed as witchcraft by the churches. But it is now starting to be implemented quite widely in Australia, with a lot of acupuncturists being set up in small towns. So I think the Chinese people, you know, are giving that area a big push, because predominantly a lot of their medicine has been seen as, you know, witchcraft or voodoo, or, you know, just pure nonsense. But the history of their medicine, the stats prove that it does work, so, yeah.
Dan in the chat has said, I never had any negative perception of witchcraft, but hearing that it is a problem in Africa made me think more about the root of the terms and the connotations that have been attached to it. So there's a little bit of feedback from the chat.
I appreciate the feedback. It's always difficult to judge whether or not what I'm saying about a subject is being reached in the right way, and we all filter what we hear through our own content. So it's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's interesting how a label is put onto the word witch. You know, I do not like that word. I know where it comes from, someone who works outside of the law. But there's so much emotion attached to that word, and I feel it's time for another word to be, you know, another word that is more open, that doesn't have such connotations and doesn't have such emotional connection to it, because there is, the world is a big place, and it's a big place, and there's a lot of entities, there's a lot of sides to the world that a lot of people unfortunately can't see. I think a new word. I'm going for it. Can we have a new word, please? I don't like
Susan,
the word.
Susan, it was interesting. It's interesting that you said someone who works outside the law, because if you look at the etiology of the word religion, it goes back to a Latin word, ligare, which means to bind. And it means to bind someone to a religious idea or dogma. And interestingly, if you look at the word heresy, that goes back to a Greek word, heresis, which means choice. And so in much the same way that which meant someone working outside the law. Heresy means someone working outside the accepted dogma, binding dogma of the religion. So there's quite a lot of similarity. I think probably we'll find if we look back at a lot of words, we'll find that understanding where they came from tells us an awful lot more about them, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I actually think it's just...
I'd agree.
Go on, mate. Please continue.
Sorry, I'd agree with Prashna. The word witch specifically has inherited centuries of alteration. Every generation used that word in a particularly different way. Every generation added to that word a layer of belief system, new, sometimes cobbled together from old. But the word today means possibly all of those things. But I, as a witch, I always like to look at it in terms of identity versus accusation. Yes, we inherited a word with centuries of propaganda and prejudice and hearsay. And we have real people living in the world today in America, England, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Europe, who self-identify as witches. And yet they don't conform to the stereotypes. In other words, they do work within the law because some of them are lawyers and judges, you know. They're not necessarily outside of the law because they don't work against society. They live as part of society. One only needs to look at the high-profile pagans who identify as witches or neo-pagans who identify as witches to let you know that they are at variance with the traditional stereotypical word and usage that we've inherited. So words undergo that change all the time. We had similar prejudice around the word woman and around, we have the same prejudice around the word homosexual in Uganda and Africa, for example. And yet, whereas in Uganda, the word might mean child molester, in South Africa, where we have more rights around issues, the word is now an acceptable word to use to identify yourself with. So I think the similar changes have to take place around the word witch and witchcraft, from our perspective, in order to prevent accusations of witchcraft.
I agree with you. And it does, you know, it's like a broad-based word. And for people who aren't aware of it, you know, it's a very broad word. So it is interesting. It's good to see that it's being broken up into categories. You know, some are healers, some are remote viewers, some are clairvoyant, some are all of the above. It's a little bit like the label that are given to children who have mental disability, you know, a retard. That word just, you know, has such emotional connection to it. So, yeah, I think a lot of work does need to be done with breaking that word witch up and what is actually behind that word. You've really opened up a big topic. I keep wanting to call you Logan. You've opened up a big topic. There's a lot to be done in that area.
There is. I mean, we have no pretension of changing people's opinions overnight. There will always be people who will disagree, who will hold an alternative or variant of the word. We accept that. But for us, we always have to look through it because of our context in which we're living in. We look through that lens. Is the word being word being used as identity? Is somebody using it to identify? That's right.
I think we just lost you there, Logan, or you finished. I'm not sure. You started to break up a little bit towards the end.
Got you.
Damon! Oh, Damien again. Your Susan got me with it. I was doing so well. Anyway, we're getting towards the end of the show. Another great show. Thank you, everybody, all them people out there listening to us, and the Clone Army that joined in. Somebody out there really likes us, and they've given us a lot more numbers than we have. Thank you to you, Mr. Clones. It's very nice. But yeah, I can see the real end of it this time. It's great fun how people are beginning to support this. As we kind of, I've always said it, giving a platform I don't agree with everything that I hear. You know, and whatever we say on here is not necessarily the point of view of the station, because the station has got a multitude of views and little points to it, as I begin to notice. It is about giving people space to be able to experience themselves without fear. I ain't got no issues at all with supporting. I'm not going to say it, Damon. I had the L where on the end of my tongue. I've got no problems, man. I think support's the wrong word, because I don't think people who are empowered need to be supported by anyone.
I'm actually not looking for your support, but I meant
assistance. If I can change that word,
I get it.
Like Dawn's already said, man, we'll make space if things happen, you know, and you want to get out or you want to get back on, like Dawn's already mentioned. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good evening. We'll make space.
Thank you. Can I just add, Bob, Tuesday, we've got astrology at 7 p.m. with Joel Wacker, and then 8 p.m. we've got the Terry and Sarah show. I think it is. No, that's not next week. Tuesday, we've got the astrology.
Yeah, there's a brand new show starting, astrology. Robo, completely dropped out of my head, coming up on Tuesday. And that is beginning to fill up. If you are out there and you do want to join the crew, you know, just for our chats and, you know, what we do, you can contact us while we're off air. You don't have to contact us while we're on air. We are here most of the time. If you want to put a show on, or you've just got, like I said before, issues, ideas, tell us what gets you down, and tell us what gets you up, you know, what's happening in your little world. Cracking shows, cracking guests. I want to thank everybody and new people. Just a little bit of shout to Joel, who's joined us. We were a bit out of time to get you back in, Joel, but please stay on the line, and we're going to go over to server now, unless anybody wants to say, yeah, go on, quick goodbye, everyone.
Lots of love, goodbye, listeners.
Let's go in.
No.
Bye.